Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We're continuing the Chaitanya Charitamrita story, meeting of the two Mahaprabhus. This is 500 years ago. We're in Allahabad. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has crossed the Ganga in the association of Rupa and Anupam. And Vallabha Bhatta, the Acharya of the Vallabha Sampradaya, who has invited Lord Chaitanya to his home for lunch while crossing the Yamuna, Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy remembering Krishna, and he jumped overboard and was drowning, and everyone pulled him up in the boat, and he started dancing euphorically and sinking the boat, and somehow the boatman navigated to the shore. And then the Vallabha Bhatta, very tightly associated with Lord Chaitanya to carry him or take him to his home. So then they took bath and Yamuna and proceeded. This is part two, I believe. Is it part two or three? Three. It's part three. October 29th. Anandita Hana Bhatta Dila Divyasana Apane Karila Prabhur Anandita Hana Bhatta Dila Divyasan Apane Karila Prabhur Pada Prakshalan. When Mahaprabhu arrived at the home of Vallabha Bhattacharya, he was very happy, and he was given a seating place, and Vallabha personally washed the Lord's feet. Prabhupada Prakshalana. This, of course, is the etiquette in Vedic culture when a grihastha receives a sannyasi in his home, or if a grihastha receives a Brahmin in his home, then he will wash his feet and to relieve him of his traveling fatigue and show his humility also by bowing at his feet and personally washing them. That example is there in Dwarka Leela when Sudama came to visit Krishna and Rukmini in their palace, although they had friendship in their earlier days, when Krishna, about 100 years before that, when Krishna was in Gurukula in Ujjain, in Sandeep Panimuni's school, his classmate was this Brahmin, Sudama. Of course, when Krishna was in Sandeep Panimuni's Gurukula in Ujjain, he was considered a Kshatriya, and he was taught appropriately. And Sudama was in the same school, but he, being a Brahmin, he was taught in the Brahminical arts of Yajan Yajan, Patan Patan, Dan Pratigraha, etc., Puja Yajna, and all these things. And they made fast friendship and had many wonderful exchanges and activities together, or pastimes. So after 100 years or so, Sudama came to visit him. And when he visited Krishna in Dwarka, the Lord was sitting on his bedstead with Rukmini, and he immediately got off his bed and he welcomed his old friend Sudama, and he immediately bathed his feet. Krishna, Bhagavan, bathed the feet of the Brahmin to show the proper etiquette and behavior that a Brahmin or a sannyasi should be worshipped when he visits a grihastha's home in this particular way. So Krishna bathed his feet, he sprinkled the water from Sudama's feet, the Vaishnava Charanamrita, he sprinkled it on his head and Rukmini's head and all of the eight principal queens. And then he offered artik and chandan and garlands and food and so many things. So the same thing is happening here 500 years ago with Vallabha Bhatta is worshipping this Brahmin, sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he did the same thing. It says, Savamshe se jala mastake darila nutana kopina bahirvasa parayla. After bathing Mahaprabhu's feet, Vallabha Bhattacharya and his whole family sprinkled Mahaprabhu's charanamrita over their heads. And then they offered Mahaprabhu new cloth to wear, the kopin and the bahirvas. Ganda pushpa dupa dipe mahapuja kaila bhattacharya manyakari pakakaraila. These are all the actual requirements when receiving a Brahmin or a sannyasi guest: bathing the feet, offering new cloth, and then you can hear the sequence here. And then Ganda Pushpa Dupa Dipe Mahapuja Kaila Bhattacharya Manye Kari Pakakaraila. I said that. Then he worshipped Lord Chaitanya with scents and agarbati and flowers and ghee lamps and great respect. Manya, Manya Kari. There he showed great respect, great honor. Then he induced the Brahmin assistant of Mahaprabhu to cook for the Lord, because he had his personal cook, a Brahmin. So he made arrangements and then he cooked. Bhikshakaraila prabhure sasnena yatane rupa gosaidui bahiye karaila bhojane. Mahaprabhu was offered prasadam, bhiksha, with great care and affection. Sasneya jatane. Very key words here we're hearing. Very nice. So many instructions. Of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, aside from being, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, intensely philosophical and full of rasa and siddhanta in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's so much achar and behavior taught here. Because Lord Chaitanya is moving, and he's moving as a bhakta, although he's Bhagavan. Bhagavan and bhakta. But he's moving in a society of bhaktas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Vaishnav society. And in the context of interacting with the Vaishnavas, Mahaprabhu interacting with them, and the devotees interacting with him, and the personal exchanges of the devotees with the Lord and the non-devotees, you can see the ideal of behavior in Lord Chaitanya and the perfection of conduct in his associates and the people that he meets. So we are new to culture, especially Western people. We, and even Indians, have forgotten and lost their culture and all the proper practices. I know myself, I've gone to people's houses on invitation, and they make a big program, and I go there and there's nothing. Hardly they offer me water, give a lecture, kirtan. So they've really, many people have forgotten everything about the proper culture. But this is the ornament of the devotee. Krishna's Kaviraj says that the sarubhushnam, that achara, behavior, is the ornament of the Vaishnava. That's the proof of his philosophy, is his behavior. So Vallabhacharya is a great acharya, one of the greatest commentators on Bhagavatam, the great Vallabhacharya. And he's receiving Mahaprabhu with such respect and proper sequence. But these two words, I think, are very important, because we are cooking and distributing and offering food or prasadam is a big aspect of Krishna consciousness. Tadati pratigrinate punkte bhujayate jeva. It's so important, the giving of prasadam, the giving of bhojan, bhoga, giving and receiving, that is mentioned as an aspect of love. And it's mentioned as an aspect of devotional love, bhakti, in Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami. Dadati pratigrinati bhunkte bhojayate. That love, what does love mean in Sadhu Sangha? What does love mean in Gaudiya Vaishnav Sadhu Sangha? Love means to give, to serve. And that's the meaning of love everywhere. Everywhere, love means to give, to serve the beloved. So in this case, the devotees, the prabhus, or the didis, or the devis, or the ladies and gentlemen, devotees, they're to be Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, they're to be served lovingly. So here, Vallabhacharya, he's 8 years older than Lord Chaitanya, born in 1478. And he's a big acharya, thousands of disciples. So because he's a big acharya, and he's a Brahmin, and he's very famous, in one sense, although he's Grihastha, he's in a much higher position than Lord Chaitanya, socially and spiritually. Because Lord Chaitanya has no disciples, he has not initiated anyone. He's a sannyasi, mendicant, wandering and preaching. This is a social, lokic consideration. And he's younger by age. And so that would be considered to be in a lower position. But he's not thinking that. He's showing him all respect, personally serving him. Now the keynote here, when he's serving prasadam, sneha jatane. Like we say, the mandris are radhika, radha adik sneha adik. Radhika sneha adika, or radha sneha adik. The mandris have extra sneha, affection, for Radharani than Krishna. And some sakis are Krishna sneha adik. They have more affection for Krishna. And some are sama sneha adik. I mean, not sama sneha adik. There's sama sneha. They have equal affection for Radha and Krishna. So this word sneha is there. So he served prasadam or food with great care and affection. Affection, love, devotion, and care. Not ta 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 ta. Everything going here and there and curry sauce full of haldi and turmeric splashing on your white dhoti and never get, the stain will never come out in 100 years, or on your sari. Psh, psh, oh, jai, thanks Prabhu. Jai ho, Mahaprasad ki. So this is a point I've mentioned many times, but it's coming up in Shastra, so it bears repetition, because we tend to forget. It's a difficult in age of Kali to maintain a steady outpouring of love and affection. It's very difficult in the age of Kali to maintain a steady outpouring of love and affection. Sneha jatane, care and affection. Because Kali Yuga is full of selfish individuals, egoistic individuals, greedy individuals, and these are counter agents of love and affection and care. If we're busy asserting ourselves in every instance and caring for number one, then we don't have any room in our consciousness or any space in our mind or life to express devotion or care or affection for others. We're too busy with me and my Facebook. So this is a nice reminder. That's the greatest need of the hour. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said the only shortage in the world, shortage in the modern world, is shortage of God consciousness. But God is love and love is God. So another way to say that is, because even now there's a greater shortage. In previous ages there was, in previous times, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there was a lot more love in the world. I don't know about God consciousness, but let's just say love. Basic love, family love, friendly love, teacher-student love, just the mundane principle of care and affection, love, was much more obvious and perceivable and present. And now it's nowhere. So that's the biggest shortage in the modern world, is love, and of course love of God, the ultimate love. Vallabhacharya worshipped the Lord and he served him with great care and affection. Bhattacharya Sri Rupe Deyaila Avashesh Tabe Se Prasade Krishna Dasa Pailashesh. Vallabhacharya offered Mahaprabhu's prasad to Rupa Goswami and then to Krishna Das. Mukavasa Diya Prabhur Karaila Shayan Apane Bhattakarin. Prabhura Samvahan. Mahaprabhu was given spices to purify his mouth. Of course, his mouth doesn't need to be purified. Mukhavasa. Mukhavasa, generally spices are given because they help digestion and they leave a nice flavor in the breath. In our case, of conditioned souls who have material bodies, then they purify the mouth and kill any germs therein. Cloves and cardamom, camphor, these type of things are very helpful for that. But he was offered spices because in the books of etiquette it says after a meal a gentleman will always offer his guest some spices. In India, it used to be, not much anymore, it's become forgotten. But in India, after the meal, you were offered some roasted sauf. Sauf is like, what do you say? What English for sauf, what is it? I don't even know. Huh? Licorice, what do you call it? Fennel, yeah, you're right. Sauf is fennel. I always had to speak Hindi when buying things. Fennel. So it's a little fragrant and aromatic and pungent at the same time, a little sweet type. Very good for digestion. But nowadays that tradition is gone, even in India. I've been to so many Indian programs and they don't even think about it. And I asked them, can I get some of this? Oh yeah. My grandfather used to do that. So then they go and they don't even know how to roast it. They burn it. It's a different age. So then after he took the spices, then Vallabhacharya said, please, why don't you rest some? So then Lord Chaitanya lay down to rest, and Vallabhacharya humbly and carefully pressed his legs and massaged his legs to relax his legs from walking and to help him just relax and fall asleep. It's a beautiful exchange of love being described here. And what I'll say is that the story is called The Meeting of the Two Mahaprabhus. Because in Gaudiya Vaishnava religion or Dharma, we have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. We call our Sri Chaitanya, our Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere in the Bengali, you'll see in these verses, it says Prabhu or Prabhu or Prabhu or Prabhu. One of the most popular names for Sri Krishna Chaitanya amongst his followers and in the Shastras is Prabhu. So when we call someone Prabhu, oh Prabhu, will you please help me? That's a great honor. That's a great honor because that is the name of God. He is the Mahaprabhu, but in the Bengali it simply says Prabhu, and we're translating. Sometimes it says Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhur Bare Noka Kare Talamala. It says Mahaprabhu. And some more often it just says Prabhu, Prabhu, oh Prabhu. So it's a very affectionate, it means it's a respectful connotation or implied meaning is very respectful, but it's also affection, oh Prabhu. Because in the traditional Indian culture of marriage, the wife would address her husband not by his name, it's forbidden to mention the first name of the husband and outside of the bedroom. Prabhupada went to told on a tape, he said, by chance, if the husband was working in an office and the wife wanted to call him up on the phone, which she generally would never do, but by chance if she did, someone would answer the secretary and the wife would say, this is the wife of Mr. Smith. This is the wife of Mr. Smith. Is Mr. Smith there? That sounds rather formal, and that's how it was, and that level of social level. He's very attentive. His ears are fully, like, really. So then, generally in the house, the husband would call the wife Devi, oh Devi, and she would say, oh Prabhu. That's a very deep and cultural word, Prabhu. So this, we call our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, in the Vallabha Sampradaya, which has millions of followers, probably more than the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Vallabha Sampradaya is huge. It's a very, very huge Vaishnava Sampradaya. And they worship Radha and Krishna, one line of Vallabhas. And one line of Vallabhas, they especially worship Gopal. And all the deities that you see everywhere in all the deity shops of Gopal, they're made for that Sampradaya. Every single one of those Gopal deities is made for a member of that Vallabha Sampradaya. Other Indian people buy them because they think they're cute and they want to have Gopal on their altar. And they have some scars in their last life of worshipping Gopal. But frankly speaking, he has no real position in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. There's no need for anyone to have Gopal deity in their house if you're a Gaudiya Vaishnav. Gornitai, Jagannath, Radha Krishna. These are the deities for the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Jagannath, Radha Krishna, and Gornitai. And if you're an Ariyan, you may have Balaram and Subhadra. And Prabhupada, of course, did start a temple in San Francisco, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. But his Guru Maharaj never started a temple of Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra because Radharani will never be on the same altar with Balaram or Subhadra. So therefore, and you go to Gaudiya Math temples, in Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's acceptable to have, this is Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And what they may do in ISKCON or other institutions, that's their right to do. But in a larger Gaudiya Sampradaya, you'll have Jagannath and you'll have Radha and Krishna, because our Ishtadev, our goal is Radha and Krishna. But to celebrate the Rath Yatra in the mood of Lord Chaitanya, there'll be Jagannath, and they'll have Jagannath, Rath Yatra. And then they have Gornitai, or usually in Gaudiya Math, they have Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada gave some slight expansion, some detail changes, but not principle. The principle is to worship the Lord and to observe festivals of the Lord. So Prabhupada modified some details. But the principle is there. Yes, we worship Radha and Krishna. Yes, we worship Mahaprabhu. Yes, we worship Jagannath, just like all the other Gaudiyas. But we also worship Nitai, Gornitai, and we also worship Balaram Subhadra. But you see, you saw all the old temples, it's just Jagannath with Radha and Krishna. If there is a temple of Jagannath with Balaram Subhadra, then you won't see Radha and Krishna. You may see Giriraj, or even now Gopal. Like this Manipur Gopal Mandir is 150 years old, and that's with ISKCON. There's three sets of Radha and Krishna there. There's one Jagannath, because the founder of the temple, the king, Churachand, he founded and built that temple, and he's a Gaudiya Vaishnava. So he installed Gopal, because that was the whole Leela that Gopal manifested to there. And then he installed Radha and Krishna and Jagannath. Gopal doesn't really fit, but that there's a particular Leela that Gopal came in a dream, and he was in a Brahmin's house, and that's... But since he was a Gaudiya, it's all right, Gopal's ordering me to build a temple, but I also want the Gaudiya deities. So it came like this. So now we're there in Allahabad, and he's worshipping him. So now in the Vallabha Sampradaya, I'm just telling the title of the story, it's not finished yet. They call their Vallabha Bhatta Mahaprabhu. So that's why the story is called The Meeting of the Two Mahaprabhus, because Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya is meeting Mahaprabhu Vallabha. And it's interesting because in Radhakund there's Mahaprabhu Baitak. the sitting place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he discovered Radhakund and Shyamakund. But before Lord Chaitanya came here, Vallabhacharya also came here, and he sat nearby. And his Baitak is just next to his, and the sign in Hindi says Mahaprabhu Baitak. So when people come that don't know English, when ISKCON devotees come, many of them go there, as it looks maybe more developed or whatever. So they go to, there's two Mahaprabhu Baitaks. And all over Braj Mandal there are many, many Mahaprabhu Baitaks, sitting places and bhajan places of Mahaprabhu. And they're not Lord Chaitanya. So they have their Mahaprabhu, Vallabha. So sometimes we say, we have Mahaprabhu. So do we have Mahaprabhu. I don't know if you know that, but maybe most of you do. But so they have equal rights to the name. For them, their Sampradaya Mahaprabhu is Vallabhacharya. And for us, our Sampradaya Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll continue with the story here. Prabhu Deki Bari Gramer Sabaloka Aila Prabhu Darashane Sabha Krishna Bhakta Aila. In Idaila Gram, where Vallabhacharya was hosting Mahaprabhu for lunch, all the people heard, there's a great sannyasi, a towering golden figure. His name is Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya. Let's go visit him. He's blessing our village. He's a great mendicant. So effulgent. Don't know who he is, but he's very attractive. So everybody arrived, and they went to see him. Prabhu Darshan Sabi Krishna Bhakta Haila. Just by Prabhu Darshan, everyone became a Krishna Bhakta. That's power. That's real power. They just saw Lord Chaitanya and they became devotees on the spot. That's called surrender at first sight. Surrender to Krishna. Like someone may see an attractive man or woman and then fall in love at first sight and become in love at first sight. But here they saw Mahaprabhu, God in person, Radha and Krishna Yuga, and immediately they became bhaktas. Brahmanak Sakala Karena Prabhu Nirman. No, this next one read. Premon Madi Pode Gosai Madhya Jamonate Prayag Chala Ibai Ihan Nahandiva Rahite. Vallabha Bhatta decided that it was not a very good idea to keep Lord Chaitanya in his home because so many thousands of people were coming to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So his daily routine was a little bit upset. So he said, well, we better take him back across the Yamuna, back to where he came from in the confluence of the Triveni where he was staying. So when they went again, they got to the middle of the Yamuna, Prem Unmad Pare Madhya Jamonate Prayag Chalaibai Nadivir. When they got halfway across the Yamuna, again Lord Chaitanya jumped into the Yamuna in ecstatic love. So then Jandra Yitcha Prayag Jana Kariva Nirmantran Eta Bali Prabhulana Karilagaman. And all the people that came and said, where is Mahaprabhu? Where is Sri Chaitanya? We came to have his darshan. And Vallabha said to them in this verse, if anyone wants to see Mahaprabhu, they can cross the Yamuna and go to Prayag, Allahabad, and see him at the Triveni. And this way, Vallabha left the Lord in Prayag and returned to his home. So thus ends the meeting of the two Mahaprabhus. And we have some more time, so we can start another story.